looking for the day when Jesus comes. It can't be far away. You ask me how you'll know it when he comes. There's not much I can say.
This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. These beautiful words are found in the second epistle of Peter. This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions. Where is the promise of his coming, say the scoffers? Never you mind. Jesus is coming again. He promised. When the disciples stood there on the top of the Mount of Olives, and Jesus ascended and went back into heaven, and they watched him as long as they could see him, until a cloud received him out of their sight. And the angel of the Lord said to them, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus that you saw go into heaven shall come again in like manner. That's the promise. The whole New Testament closes with the words, he that testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. To which John adds, even so. Come, Lord Jesus. This has been the joyful expectation and earnest hope of true Christians down through the centuries. We don't know when his coming is. And we have learned and we have been taught in the Scripture how foolish it is to set any dates. The Lord has always disappointed those who set dates. The Bible doesn't tell us to look for him at some specific month or day. The message of the Scripture is simply, watch and be ready. Who knows? Maybe he could come tonight. Maybe first thing tomorrow morning, when the sun rises and the first rays of dawn strike across the horizon, we will hear the trumpet sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord there. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Jesus is coming again. Watch. Be prepared. Be ready for his coming. And in view of these precious promises, what should be our attitude? Here it is, Galatians 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And the next verse says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Yes, let us work while it is yet day, for the night cometh wherein no man can work, Jesus is coming again. That's the promise of the Scripture. That's the promise of the Scripture. Jesus is coming again, and when he comes, I want him to find me busy about his work, doing his will, not being weary in well-doing, not becoming discouraged or burned out, not growing disappointed because of people's response. Because God has not called you or me necessarily to be successful. He just simply called us to be faithful. You know who some of the worst failures of history were? The prophets of the Old Testament. They had little results. Can't you just see that weeping prophet Jeremiah standing out there on the street corner of old Jerusalem, day after day after day, lifting his voice, saying, O people, hear the word of the Lord. Repent of your sins. Make things right with God, and he will turn to you. And they turned a deaf ear, and their beloved city was destroyed, overthrown by the Babylonians. By the thousands, they were carried away into captivity in Babylon. Jeremiah failed as far as what the world calls success. But he was a tremendous success in God's sight because he was obedient to the Lord. He just simply did what God told him to do. And that's what you have to do, what I have to do. It is your responsibility to teach that Sunday school class, to preach the gospel, to drive that church bus, to witness for the Master, to do his will, whether it be big or small, doesn't matter, whether you minister to thousands or you just simply brighten the corner where you are. It is your responsibility to be faithful, not necessarily successful, as far as turning a whole city to God. That's wonderful when it happens, although it seldom does, but it has. In the days of Jonah, through his preaching, the whole city of Nineveh repented and turned to God. In the days of Philip, the whole city of Samaria turned to God, and there was great joy in that city. But it doesn't always happen that way. And whether it does or whether it doesn't, the important thing is that you deliver your soul, you unburden your heart, you tell the message, the good tidings of the gospel, and then it becomes the responsibility of others whether or not they will respond to that message. But as far as you are concerned, the message is, don't be weary in well-doing. Keep plugging away, keep doing God's will, keep pleasing him in everything, for in due season, you will reap if you faint not. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And here is a good verse, a promise to remember in Hebrews chapter 6. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. All the things that you do in his name, God keeps the record. So be faithful. I want you to listen to a song that I think will minister to you. Let me tell you about it before you hear it, so you'll understand what it is saying. Someone had a dream, and in that dream, the person was standing there in heaven. And one by one, different ones would come up to him and say, I was that little boy in your Sunday school class when I was just 8. And it was through your life, through your prayers, I gave my heart to Jesus. Or I was that person on the mission field, and when you gave of your money in that offering to help missions, I am the one whose life was changed. Thank you. The title of the song is Thank You. I just wonder, how many people will come up to you in eternity on heaven's shore, How many will come to you and say, thank you? You are the one who led me to Christ. You are the one who taught me about Jesus. You are the one who gave that finance, that money, whereby I could hear the gospel over here in Africa or in South America or right here in Bristol. Thank you for your faithfulness. I just wonder, wouldn't it be interesting to know some of those things? How many will come up to you in heaven and say, thank you? It's because of your prayers. It's because of your life, your witness, your faithfulness that I am here in heaven. Listen to the words. I think the lyrics of it will minister to you. Thank you is the title of it.
Dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaim. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to me. that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Message in song. That is something that would certainly encourage us to be what God wants us to be and to be faithful, do His will, speak that word in due season, help everybody you can, even if you minister to just two or three. Be faithful. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, and fed thee? Or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in? Or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. But you say, I just teach a Sunday school class, and there are only two or three in there. Surely that isn't very important. You haven't read the Bible very well, have you? What about Luke chapter 16? He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. It matters not whether you minister to thousands or just two or three. The main thing is that you're faithful in brightening the corner where you are. Be what God wants you to be. Spread His sunshine. Proclaim His good news. And not just in what you say, but also in how you live. Let your whole life be an example for good and for righteousness. So much corruption in this world, so much that would tear us down, pull us apart. What a privilege it is to be a messenger of the good news of Jesus Christ that declares that God can change the hearts of sinners. He can turn our darkness into light, our sadness into joy. He can lift our heavy burden, set the soul free that is in captivity and locked up in the prison cell of Satan. The Lord can loose us and set us free. That's the good news of the gospel. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a joy it is to know Jesus. What a joy, what a delight to know that our sins are forgiven, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I would not trade places with anybody, no matter how rich or how famous they may be, if they don't know Jesus. I wouldn't trade places with them. I wouldn't even hesitate, would you? So what? Maybe they've got a few million in the bank. Maybe they have several limousines and a nice yacht and their own private jet in their backyard. So what? If they don't have the peace of God, they've missed everything. Everything. Well, what shall it gain a man if he shall... What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world but lose his own soul? Dear friend, if you're not a Christian, if you've never given your heart to Jesus, why don't you do it right now? Maybe you're sitting there all by yourself in that den, in that easy chair, as you're listening to this broadcast, or driving along the highway in your automobile, trying to get to work on time. You know, you can just humble your heart before God, and you can pray the sinner's prayer right now. Pray like this. I'll pray it, and you just repeat it after me. Dear God, in the silence of this moment, I turn my heart heavenward. I repent of my sins and ask the Lord to forgive me. Forgive me my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I believe that you died on the cross for me, and I put my trust in you. Now, give me the strength and the ability to live for you, God, the rest of my life, every day. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with yourself. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. By faith, I accept you into my life, and I thank you for it. Amen. Can you say praise God? Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. And you know, it's going to be worth it all when we see Jesus. Of course you'll have trials and tribulations. Of course you'll have conflicts, because you're going against the current of the world, and you're going to run into opposition. But the Lord will see you through. He who has begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ, and it's going to be worth it all when we stand before him, when we see him face to face. Well, I've really enjoyed being with you today. This is John Thrasher. Thank you for listening. And thanks to those who helped to make these programs possible through your gifts. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Have a good day. Walk with God. There is no other way to live. And let's be ready for his coming. When the trumpet sounds and Jesus breaks through the clouds of heaven, let's be ready, watching, praying, working. God bless you.